I don't know if you've seen the videos or images of classrooms all over Florida, in elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, from the top to the bottom, that have had to remove all of their books, or at the very least, cover them all up. And it's been a devastating reality for teachers and students who are crying, saying, I never thought I would be in a classroom that no longer had books. Many of these classroom libraries, I know because I'm married to a teacher. My wife was a teacher for 20 years. Many of those classroom libraries are built by the teachers just for the students. And I now literally see all over the state empty shelves, empty libraries, and devastated students and teachers. And I think this is a very scary problem that we're facing. And I don't quite think that we really understand the magnitude of it all. Let's talk about it. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
For the past few weeks, I've gotten emails from students, from parents, and from teachers and administrators saying, Sean, I don't think the public understands what's happening here in our classrooms. And one of the things that I've been asking parents and students and teachers to send me is like, hey, can you get any documentation showing that people are being asked to remove their books? And finally, in the Washington Post and New York Times and a few other places, that documentation is finally starting to leak. And the pictures and videos from classrooms all over the state are starting to leak, where there are now classrooms that had shelves and shelves and shelves, 10, 15 shelves that used to be full of books that are now completely empty. Because teachers have been advised that unless they want to be charged with a felony, this is not urban legend. I literally just saw the law. Unless they want to be charged with a felony for having books, in essence, that Ron DeSantis does not approve of, they should immediately return all of their books to home, pack them up, or at the very minimum, cover them all up immediately and do not allow the students to touch them. Or they could be arrested and charged with a felony. Listen, I feel dumb saying something that I've already said 100 times, but it's the best way I know to talk about this issue. It's hard to understand a moment in history when you're in it, because it's just Tuesday. And all the other basic things you have to do in a day, you also have to do. So when you read history, it doesn't feel like a Tuesday when you're reading it in the book. They don't even tell you that this happened on a Wednesday. Like most of us can't tell you the day of the week that we're born. You know, like we don't even know that. We rarely know the days of the week something happened. We rarely know what somebody ate that day or how they slept the day of some historic moment. We reduce history to the moment itself. But when you're living in real life and those moments happen, they don't feel like they do in the history books because they're surrounded by all the other demands of life. I am telling you that what's happening right now in Florida's classrooms is dangerous. It is not just a symbol of what's to come in Florida. It's a sign of where the state already is. When classroom shelves are being emptied because conservative politicians, mind you, who daily talk about free speech, but when they talk about free speech and how they want free speech, they mainly mean they want adults to have the freedom to be racist. when they're talking about free speech, they're saying, hey, they're mainly talking about the ability of white men and women to be able to be openly racist on the internet. They don't actually care about free speech. They don't care about quality education. At the moment in which teachers, who are already wildly underpaid, are having to pack up all of the books, and there are now classrooms, hundreds and hundreds of classrooms, in America's third largest state, that no longer have books. Students are writing principals and superintendents saying, why have you done this to us? Why are we no longer able to read and enjoy the books that we have? Students came back from Christmas break and realized that these new policies that were taking effect based on laws that were voted into to law last, the actual last year in 2022, but did not get enacted until 2023, students came back to the classroom and started to realize that these new laws were super real and in a lot of ways very scary, that we're now living in a reality where politicians are ordering classrooms to be emptied of books, or you will be arrested, charged with a felony, sent to jail or prison. Listen to me. This is not okay. I'll be right back after a quick break. We have a word from one of our sponsors. Stick with us. I want to tell you what I think we need to do, and we can talk a little bit about it. All right. See you in a second. The breakdown. We can create a situation where not tomorrow, but where eventually we run these systems, we run these states, we make these decisions. Students and families may want to consider figuring out ways to start their own schools. I don't know. All I know is that as it stands, on many issues that matter, we're being out-organized, outspent, outvoted. And what happens then is we lose. And it can sometimes mean life or death. And we have to figure out, in each city, in each county, in each state, how we do so much better than we're doing right now. Listen, I've got to run. I think I'll be out of town tomorrow. And just want to let you all know, please pray for me. There's some things going on that many activists and organizers are working on right now. We're just going to put our heads together. But I love, 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 and appreciate all of you. If you're not yet a member of the North Star, please go now to thenorthstar.com, join today, become a member, and please subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Take care, everybody. Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.